That's our objective. Now, with our commander-in-chief, you won't understand all his orders. And you won't always understand why he puts you in certain situations. But it doesn't matter, because you just instantly, eagerly, willingly, wholeheartedly submit because you know who he is. You know what he's done. You trust and believe in him. There is no greater commander-in-chief that we can serve. No one else. He's the one who left glory, took on human flesh. What? And then to suffer, die, and then prove that suffering leads to glory? He rose from the grave. So it's encouraging to know that this is our commander-in-chief. And like Matthew 28 says, lo, he is with you always. We don't even have to fear the enemy. We don't even have to fear the enemy because he's given us victory already. We have victory in him. Matter of fact, Romans says that we'll be more than conquerors through him who loved us. And the greatest joy of the soldier will be to hear from his commander-in-chief, well done, good and faithful soldier. This is what all of us should be wanting. I don't know how the creator of this universe says that to me when I fail him over and over. But this is what it's about. This is what it looks like to be strong by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Okay, wow. We have two more pictures. We'll go quickly. Verse 5 is the picture of the athlete. The idea, the message behind this is to be strong will involve obedience and discipline. Verse 5 says, also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules. The picture of the athlete is about one who has a strong desire, is compelled to win the prize. The athlete doesn't just run in a race with no finish line where you just run till you're exhausted and people applaud you. That's not why. The athlete wants to win the prize. It's about a heavenward perspective, thinking towards the reward. It's like all the people in the hall of faith in Hebrews 11. Also, the whole essence of athletics is about discipline and effort. Matter of fact, what separates often is the winners from the losers is effort, not talent. Effort mostly. Effort. To be strong will require hard work, effort, and discipline. Philippians 3:14. I press on. There is the effort and discipline. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Think of the Olympic athlete. All that the Olympic athlete has to sacrifice, all the tremendous preparation and discipline involved in training for the Olympics to win the prize. That's the picture also of the Christian life. There's no quick or easy remedies. It's hard work and discipline. The athlete is a disciplined person who has control of his affections, his moods, his desires, his priorities. The disciplined athlete makes a right choice. He says no to things that harm his competitive edge. Anything that makes him vulnerable, he has to do away with. So the picture of the athlete is one of self-restraint, self-denial, self-sacrifice. 1 Corinthians 9 says it best, 24 to 27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. There's the discipline and effort. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Paul also says to Timothy, you cannot win the prize unless you keep the rules. You cannot win the prize unless you keep the rules. This is referring to God's commands, his law. Again, going back to God's word, so beneficial to us. It's for our good. It's a means of grace in our life. So we need to have glad obedience to it. This is why the Israelites, before they went into the promised land, before they faced all those battles that they were going to face, they were exhorted to follow God's word, not turn from it to the right or left, meditate on it day and night, so that they will have success wherever they go. God's word. His commands are not suggestions. They're for our good. You can have the most effort as an athlete, but be disqualified and lose if you don't follow the rules. Same with the Christian life. So that's another picture then of what it be to be strong. This is what it looks like. Last picture, picture of the farmer. I've been farming the last 2 or 3 years. Now I understand a little bit more of this. Picture of the farmer. To be strong involves hard work. A lot of these pictures overlap in what they demonstrate. But it's hard work again. Verse 6, the hardworking farmer ought to be the first to receive his share of the crops. Hardworking means working to the point of exhaustion, to wear yourself out, to strain. This is a picture of a person who works to the point of total exhaustion and constant, perpetual, dull, unexciting work. I get it. The farmer just plows, sows, tends, reaps. He does it early. He does it late. He battles too much water, too little water, too cold, too hot, wind, bugs, weeds, and on and on. And guess what? The farmer just has to do it. Keep on working. He has no choice. The field is just going to be overcome with weeds otherwise, right? He has to keep working, and all he can do is patiently, patiently wait for the crop to come in. And guess what? The crop doesn't always come in. And no one's going to be there to help him when it doesn't. And if it does, no one's going to be there to clap and cheer him on. And he does it mostly by himself and not by his own convenience. Can ministry look like this too? Maybe work that's hard daily, feels like you're not seeing fruit. Just routine. Even the best farmer is not well known. So why does the farmer do it? It says to be the first to receive his share of the crops. It goes back to the reward. He has his eyes on the harvest. It's that heavenward perspective again. This is the picture of what it looks like to be strong. God blesses those who work hard. But thing is, very few people know what it is to literally exhaust themselves in the work of the kingdom of God. And therefore, very few people know what it is to experience the fruit, the great fruitfulness that the Lord brings. Christ's reward is there. It's worth it. It's never late. It's never omitted. It's never deficient. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. In summary, That's a lot to take in, isn't it? Challenging, I hope. Do you have an idea what it looks like to be strong? By the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 7 says, consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Just consider what Paul has said to Timothy. Consider. That's our part. We just got to consider. That word consider means to mull it over, ponder it. And it involves repeated thinking, repeated mulling over. That's our job. And then God's job is he'll give you understanding. He'll open your mind. It's a great way to end. So ask yourself this. Am I a strong Christian? Do I devote myself to safeguarding and proclaiming the truth like a true teacher? Do I deny myself to serve my commander and give my life as a true soldier at any cost? Am I always on the battlefront? Am I disentangled with the trivia of this world? Consider it. Consider it. Do I discipline myself to succeed in winning the spiritual race? Do I understand that I must obey the word of God and keep the rules lest I be disqualified? Am I an athlete compelled to win the prize? Consider it. Consider it. Am I a hardworking servant of Christ? Do I sweat in producing a spiritual crop like that of a true farmer? Consider it. And God will give you understanding. Your life as a Christian has to be strong, and you can be strong. Strong by the grace. So thankful for those words, by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So abide in him, stay connected to him, be in the word and prayer. Use every means of grace to put yourself in a position to be strengthened. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for your word, which is powerful. It's powerful. It transforms lives. We just got to get it out there. God, help us, Lord, to be like a soldier. To be on the battlefront, to do everything we can as a teacher and passing on truth to others. Help us to be disciplined and willing to go through hard work and opposition even, that we might suffer. Thank you that we're not alone. Thank you for Christ's example. God, help us all to take this word and just consider it. May your spirit just work in our hearts and continue to change us and mold us. And, in Jesus' name, amen.